Welcome. This lesson walks you through building a layered, spatial ghost percussion system in Ableton Live 12 for jungle, old school DNB vibes. I'll guide you from source selection to a four-layer ghost rack, carving techniques, sequencing, and arrangement workflows so the ghosts sit behind the break and add movement and atmosphere without getting in the way. Lesson overview. This is an advanced, mix-minded lesson. We'll create quiet dimensional percussive elements, then carve them with EQ, transient and sidechain techniques, and arrange them with groove and automation. Everything uses Ableton Live 12 stock devices and practical workflows you can apply right away. What you will build a four-layer dimension ghost percussion rack, clicks, grain smear, reversed micro hits, and spectral resonant taps. Per layer processing chains using EQ8M/S where useful, drum bus, saturator, grain delay, hybrid reverb, echo spectral devices, auto filter, utility, and a sidechain compressor. MIDI patterns and session/arrangement tricks, groove pool, follow actions, and clip envelopes for jungle placement and variation across 1664 bar sections. A macro and send-driven automation approach to control width, reverb sends and duckings so the ghosts breathe under kick, break and bass. Step-by-step walkthrough. Now let's walk through the build. Dimension ghost percussion. Carve and arrange in Ableton Live 12 for jungle old school DNB vibes will be implemented through the following device chains and arrangement methods. A. Prepare sources and session. Create a new live set. Add a MIDI track named Ghost Rack. Create a return a called Ghost Verb and load hybrid reverb. Set decay between 0.8 and 1.6 seconds. Bias early over late. Low cut around 200 Hz and aim for a wet level accessed by the send of around -10 to -14 dB. Create return B ghost echo with echo. Turn gate off. Set sync to 1/16 or dotted 1/16 for swing. Feedback 25-45%. And a high cut around 6 kHz for warm repeats. Import 6/12 short percussive samples, soft clicks, rim shots, tight shakers, tiny conga taps, short reversed pops, and micro break slices. Keep samples short roughly 10-200 ms, because ghost elements are micro elements. B. Build the dimension ghost percussion rack. Drop a drum rack on the ghost rack track and create four pads for the layers. Pad A, micro clicks, short, high transient hits. Pad B, grain smear, a sliced or processed hit that becomes a granular smear. Pad C, reversed micro hits, reversed short hits used as pre-snare tension. Pad D, spectral taps, short pitched hits to feed spectral resonator. Pad A chain, load simpler in one shot or classic. Nudge sample start for snap if needed. Chain EQ 8 right arrow drum bus right arrow saturator. EQ 8, HB at 180-300 Hz 12 dB slope. Narrow cut Q 4-8 between 400-900 Hz if it conflicts with snare. And a gentle shelf plus 1.5 to plus 4 dB above 610 kHz for click presence. Drum bus. Increase transient modestly around 512. Drive 2-4 dB. Sub off. Saturator. Soft knee. Drive 1-3 dB. Dry slash wet around 30-50%. Pad B chain grain smear. Use simpler and then a grain delay in spectral time slash resonator in the pad chain. Suggested grain delay settings. Spray 15-35 ms. Grain size 10-30 ms. Slight pitch randomness plus or minus 1-3 semitones. Wet 25-40%. Use spectral time with a short decay and low wet to add textural in harmonics. Add auto filter low pass to tame high end and send longer tails to ghost verb. Pad C chain reversed. Duplicate sample, flip reverse and clip view, set warp as needed. Add echo after the pad, sync 1/16. Feedback 20-40%, low pass around 6 kHz, wet 15-30%, lower level relative to main break by -6 to -12 dB. Pad D chain spectral taps, route a short percussive or pitched sample through spectral resonator. Choose a harmonics mode and set frequency near the track root. Keep harmonic amount low and dry slash wet 20-30%, so taps feel in key. Add auto pan at a slow rate 0.05-0.2 Hz, and a small width 20-40%, for subtle movement. C. Macro control and group processing. Group the drum rack into an instrument rack and map macros. Macro 1 right arrow global HP cutoff. Map the HP bands on each pad's EQ 8. Macro 2 right arrow grain wet. Map grain delay wet. Macro 3 right arrow reverb send. Map the send knob to return a. Macro 4 right arrow width. Map utility width. Macro 5 right arrow sidechain amount. Map compressor threshold or send levels. Keep macro ranges tight and musical. then automate them across their arrangement. Create a ducking return called ghost duck with a compressor sidechain to kick or main break. Use this on the group or as a return so ghost energy dips when the kick slash snare hits. Settings. Ratio 2:1:4:1. Attack 15 ms, release 100-250 ms. Adjust threshold to duck a few dB on hits. D. Carving, precise EQ and M/S place in EQ 8 and M/S mode on the group output. Mid, HP at 120-220 Hz, and small cuts between 200-600 Hz to clear bass and snare. Side, air shelf boost around 612 kHz of plus 1.53 dB to widen, but not overpower. Sweep a narrow Q notch to remove any resonances that conflict with hats or snares. If masking persists, add multiband dynamics on the mid-high band and compress lightly threshold around minus 24 to minus 10 dB, ratio 1:5:1:2:5:1, so ghosts sit dynamically without poking out. E. Groove and programming for jungle old school DNB vibes. Program a 16-step MIDI clip at 16th notes. Keep velocities low and varied. Roughly 30-70. Place offbeat micro hits on the second 16th after each snare to accent swing. Put long smear hits at ends of 4-bar phrases. Put reversed hits on the 16th before downbeats for tension. Use spectral taps for syncopated 1/16 or 1/32 fills. Use groove pool. Load a jungle-ish groove. Increase timing plus 8-18. Set quantes to 16th. And add timing randomization to 6% and velocity randomization 6-15%. Commit the groove or assign it per clip. Use follow actions in session view to randomize ghost clips. Create 3-5 variations: quiet, smear heavy, reversed accent, empty, and set short follow times and probability distributions to cycle automatically. In clip envelopes, automate transpose slightly 1 to plus 2 semitones per 4-bar section for subtle motion. Use the clip reverse toggle on specific clips for ghostly flips during breakdowns. F. Arrangement tips, dimension and placement structure ideas. Bars 1-8, main break plus subtle ghost pad, low volume and high HP. Bars 9-16, introduce spectral taps and raise reverb send using macro 3. Bars 17-24, bring in reversed micro hits and increase grain wet for tension. Bars 25-32, drop certain ghost layers light pad B to create space before the next drop. Automate macro knobs and return send levels throughout the arrangement to create movement and perceive depth. Automate utility width narrower in verses and wider in fills. Map auto pan rate slash depth or assign an LFO to a macro for subtle stereo motion. G. Final mix positioning level and panning guidelines. Keep ghosts around minus 12 to minus 6 dB below the main break peak. Keep low frequencies mono and centered. Avoid widening below 200-300 Hz. Pan small percussive elements plus or minus 10-40% for stereo interest, but avoid extreme stereo below tilde 800 Hz. Resample the entire ghost rack with hybrid reverb and echo applied, then chop that bounce into one-shots. These resampled fills can be warped and reinserted as unique dimensional elements. Common mistakes to avoid: over reverb and mush. Long, loud reverb on ghosts masks rhythm. Keep sends low and pre-delay short or transparent. Too wide low end, stereo widening on low frequencies breaks mono compatibility and undermines center heft. Keep 200-300 Hz mono. Overprocessing, stacking grain delay, spectral time and heavy chorus kills transient clarity. Use one main texture device per layer, render intermediate results if needed. No ducking. Ghosts at fixed levels will fight kick slash snare slash bass. Sidechain ducking helps them breathe. Static patterns. No automation or clip variation makes ghosts boring. Use follow actions and clip envelopes. Phase issues. Reversed or warped samples can cause cancellation. Check mono summing and adjust offsets as needed. Pro tips: map 3 performance macros for live use. Grain wet, reverb send, and global HP cut to shape ambient slash dirty dimension quickly. Freeze and flatten heavy chains using spectral and grain devices, then reslice the audio to create new textures while saving CPU. Use small tempo synced echo repeats, like dotted 1/16 or 1/32, to get the jungle repeat vibe, without cluttering mids. Resample the rack output and pitch the resampled audio in simpler to create new glued layers. Add tiny vinyl crackle or room bleed at minus 30 dB on a return with a low pass to unify texture, if desired. For ghost gating, resample and add auto filter with an LFO sync to 1/8 or 1/16 for choppy motion. Use drum bus transient shaping selectively, increase transient for clicks. D. decrease for smears. Mini practice exercise 30-45 minutes. Build the 4-layer ghost rack with pads ID as described. Program a 16-bar MIDI clip following this template. Bars 1-4. Pad a soft offbeat clicks on the second 16th of each beat. Bars 5-8. Add pad B grain smear on bar RIN's last two beats. Bars 9-12. Introduce pad C reversed hits just before downbeat 16th before bar. Bars 13-16. Enable pad D spectral taps on 1/32 fills and increase reverb send. Add an M/SQ8 on the group. Mid HB at 160 Hz and side shelf plus 2 dB at 10 Kz. Add a sidechain compressor routed to your kick or a dummy kick with attack 2 ms, and release 140 ms so ghost energy dips on the kick. Apply a jungle groove and groove pool, increase timing plus 12 and velocity random tilde 10, then commit. Automate macro 3 reverb, send from minus 14 dB to minus 6 dB across bars 8-12. Resample bars 9-12 to a single audio file, re-import into simpler, pitch plus 2 semitones and layer it as another pad. Goal. A 16-bar loop where ghost elements have clear carving, ducking, stereo motion and automated dimensional changes. Recap: dimension ghost percussion is about small, layered percussive textures that are carefully carved EQ, M/S, transients, dynamics and arranged groove, follow actions, automation so they add depth without fighting the break or bass. Use stock LE12 devices, drum rack, simpler, EQ8M/S, drum bus, saturator, grain delay, spectral time/resonator, hybrid reverb, echo, auto filter, utility, compressor and groove pool. Key techniques: high pass filtering, narrow cuts for masking, soft saturation and transient tweaks, subtle stereo movement, tempo sync delays, sidechain ducking and arrangement automation through macros and sends. Final thought: think of ghost layers as the mix's air conditioning. You shouldn't be listening for them directly, but they control perceived temperature, movement and space. Work from negative space outward, mix with the main break playing, iterate with resampling and rechopping, and keep the best 2 or 3 ghost variations as your live vocabulary. With practice, these techniques will give your tracks that authentic jungle old school DNB vibe. That's the narration. Now go build, automate, resample, and have fun shaping your ghosts.